Let us pray. Great God, Jesus, our brother, be with us now and inspire on our hearts understanding. Amen. This is a visual sermon today. Are we okay, Eric? He's nodding. Good. Christ the King Sunday. There are so many images that we have of Christ as royalty, some gorgeous, some tacky, some imbued with gold and silver, some with angels and clouds indicating that Jesus is far away, some in rich clothes, surrounded by the symbols of wealth, and surrounded by jewels and the symbols of power. Now, I like some of the images of Christ the King. I like the idea that we owe allegiance first to Christ and not the earthly kings. But these pictures that we see are so often the pictures of a safe king. All the symbols of worldly success, a king acceptable to the powerful, seated on a throne, surrounded by courtiers, ensconced in buildings that are stable and permanent and well decorated, a king sitting far above, ruling the earth and exacting judgment and penalties, maybe minimum sentences, who lives in heaven. Not someone who is not white, perhaps. Not like those other people who may look, dress, or act differently. Not a king who may remind us of the wrongs done in poverty and slavery. Not a king who reminds us of variety instead of stability. But the king we worship is the refugee, the one who walks, not the one at ease, the one who works hard, the one who spends long hours caring for others and so often goes hungry. The one who calls us to follow even when it's hard. A king of gold and jewels does not notice when a child can't go to school without shoes. But a king in ragged clothes notices when we let the children go hungry. A king who was a prisoner is the king who leads us away from fear. The king carrying the means of his own death is one who understands suffering. The king whose mother watched him take that path lives also in Abu Ghraib's prison and in the grief of those children who are lost to violence. The king who slept by the road sleeps now with the homeless, and with the hungry and the despairing, and in the breadline, and so often in our kitchen on Thursdays, joyfully, the king we follow lives where we live, on our streets, in our classrooms, and in our churches. The king we follow is not far away. The king we seek is as near to us as our questions. As he shared wine with his disciples, he shares coffee with us every time we share in turn. Amen. And so, let us sing. Draw the circle wide.